Well, that weekend forecast, sunshine and the leaves are starting to turn, and you're thinking a road trip is definitely part of my plan for the weekend. On the phone with us is Pat Arndt of the Minnesota DNR. She's with the Parks and Trails Department, and have we got the deal for you to get called up onto your phone. And it's just like a little tiny road trip right there on your phone. Hey, Pat, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Nice to have you on the line with us. So tell us about this mobile-friendly website. It's all about fall colors.
We decided that a lot of people are going to make their decisions last minute, and they're not going to have their computer with them when they're on the road in the car, and people with busy lives. So we took our fall color finder, which is online, and it shows where the colors are peaking all around the state, and we made it mobile friendly. So you can just go to the Fall Color Finder site, click on the mobile page, and you'll have something that shows up on your phone or your tablet or whatever device you're carrying with you, and it'll show different colored leaves around the state. So where you see the red leaves, you know colors are peaking. Where it's green leaves, then you know the colors haven't started to change. And then you can also get it in list form. So when you look at it, you'll just see, okay, here's a list of all the parks, and right next to the park is a colored leaf as well. So it's a great trip planning tool, and it makes it really easy to have it, you know, on your phone or your tablet.
One of the other things that I think is cool about the website that as I was taking a look at it, is there's something along the left-hand column about photos. Are you encouraging folks as they're, you know, having these wonderful park experiences to maybe shoot you a little email or something and send in your photos?
Oh, definitely. I'm so glad you brought that up, because we definitely want people to share their photos with us, because that's real time. So if you make it out to one of your favorite state parks, we would love it if you would just upload your photos afterwards, and then they'll show up online. We'll be sharing them with the public either on the website, or we might pull some of those over to the Minnesota State Parks and Trails Facebook page as well.
Now, the other thing that you can do is you can sign up for text or email alerts. And I love this idea, because I just, you know, imagine somebody, you know, actually, you know, driving, and then the alert comes over, and of course they have their passenger look at their phone, because they're never looking at the phone while they're driving, and the passenger says, this alert says, Teteguch State Park, and the people just do a U-ey and they head right up to Teteguch, for example. Tell us about what those alerts can do for travelers.
You can sign up to get either a text, like you said, sent to your phone, or you can also sign up for emails, and that'll come to you once a week. So then with your busy schedule, you're out, you know, getting the kids to soccer and hockey and doing all those kind of things, and then it'll just show up as a text, and you'll be like, oh, look at this. The colors are peaking this weekend at Teteguch State Park. Let's make sure we make time this weekend to get the family out and go look at those fall colors. Because as we all know, fall in Minnesota is so short. It can be as short as 6 weeks. So getting those alerts just lets you know where the peaks are and then when that's occurring, so you can try to fit it into your busy schedule.
Well, particularly up here in the Northland, we're so attuned to what is going on outside, and we take advantage of every moment of summer, and we take advantage of every moment of autumn, and people usually block off a chunk of time at the beginning of October to do the outside the photography thing, or saying, no,
right.
One of these weekends has got to be a leaf weekend. So that's what we're up to.
Yeah, fantastic. And, you know, talking about being up in northeast Minnesota, with all the moisture that we've had this year, a bonus, I think, to getting out and enjoying fall color is that you're going to see a lot more water running in those waterfalls along the North Shore, those spectacular waterfalls that we have in a lot of our state parks. So sometimes this time of year, you know, they're a little bit drier and, you know, things slow down. There might even be just a little bit of a trickle, but most of the waterfalls are just roaring right now.
Fantastic. So make sure that you've got all your camera equipment locked in the trunk or something, so that, you know, when that text alert comes, you're ready to make that U-ey and head out to whatever park. Pat, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Pat Arndt this morning, our guest from the Minnesota DNR, talking about their mobile-friendly website to let you know where you can find the fall colors all around the state.